Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls basketball. This is James Patrick. Tonight we're on the campus of Elk County Christian High School here in St. Mary's, PA. Your Bradford Owls are going to take on the Elk County Crusaders in a District 9 league matchup. At this point, I hope you can hear me. We had a little technical difficulty there. I had to switch headphones real quick. So we're going to get right to it. Tonight, starting for Elk County, is going to be Smith, Simbeck, Wortman, Wasco, and O'Neill. And for your Owls will be Taryn Reese, Marcus Williger, Tyler Simmons, Carter Rulo, Daniel Morasco. We will take a short break for the national anthem, and we will be right back for our tip-off, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick here at Elk County High School for your Owls basketball action this evening. Thank you for tuning in with us. Getting started a little bit early, the Elk County Crusaders JV team beat up our Owls pretty good tonight, and the clock was continuously running. So players are being introduced. The Owls are coming off a tough loss at home the other night. It was a special night honoring the 30th anniversary of the Owls undefeated team, 94-95. I almost can't hear myself think here. Let me give you the forecast for this place. It's really hot, and I'm sitting right next to the bench. I joked with the coaches and told them I might be able to call a play from the radio right here in a while. The Owls seem to be growing each game, and we talked about that early in the season. Their youth. Daniel Morasco really seemed to come into his own last game. He dominated on the glass on both ends. It was nice to see. We'll see if that continues. So once again, starting for your Owls is Taryn Reese, Marcus Williger, Tyler Simmons, Carter Rulo, and Daniel Morasco. There is a change tonight to the Owls lineup. For the first time this season, at least, I am Talon Reese, senior leader on the team who was injured in the preseason. Actually, I believe he was injured during football. Talon is suited up tonight. So we'll see if he gets any time in the game. As always, Elk comes in as a pretty much a powerhouse. I'm not sure on their record. They Aaron Straub, 1,000 victories as a head coach. One of the most ever in the state. Does a great job with the program, been there forever. So Elk is always loaded. We know that. Anybody from Bradford knows that. So we're about to get underway. Last-minute instructions from the coaches. Once again, thank you for tuning in with us tonight. It'll be fun. Now that you can hear me, I got a headset down for the count, it looks like. So the Owls are taking the court. Daniel Morasco will do the jumping. Last-minute adjustments there for Coach Straub and the Crusaders. So Daniel Morasco will be jumping against a player that wasn't on their lineup. Oh, Wortman. Mr. Wortman. Okay. Owls come away with the tip. So here's Troisi, or Reese across the timeline. Marcus Williger not on the same page. Stolen away by St. Mary's or Elk. The shot was too hard. Rebounded by your Owls. Still scoreless in the first quarter. I'll get it together here, I guess. There's Reese with the ball to Marasco. Simmons, foul line jumper, and good. And the Owls take the early 2-0 lead. Tyler Simmons with a foul line jumper. Good ball movement. Owls look like they're going to be in a man-to-man defense. Elk slows it down, calls out the play. Looking for an open man underneath. Nobody there, just running around the outside. Good defense here by your Owls. Elk is also famous for being able to slow it down. So if they get a lead, sometimes they'll pull out into that four corners and shut the game down. There's a nice defensive cutoff by Daniel Marasco. To Williger on the defense now. Shake and bake by the shooter. And Daniel Marasco comes away with the board. Long pass down to Rulo. Rulo lays it in. A quick 4-0 lead for your Owls. And here comes Elk quick down the court. And it's a block by Rulo. And it's stolen away from Simmons. The Owls have come out on fire here. Simmons with the ball. Oh, they just gave Simmons a free elbow to the head. And there's a foul on possibly Daniel Marasco. Red Rulo, his first. So a quick 4-0 lead here for the Owls. Elk's going to bring it across the timeline. Elk player just hit the floor. There's a wide open three ball. That's by Simbeck. Simbeck with a three, and it's 4-3 Owls lead. Twilliger brings it across the timeline. Good defense there by Simbeck. Simmons with the ball. Simmons has it stripped away, but Marasco comes up with a loose ball. Back to Reese. Reese is driving in. Leaves it for Rulo. Rulo's going to take it, and it gets blocked. Rebounded by Elk. Long outlet pass. Owls went for the steal, and it's a lay-in for Simbeck. So Elk takes the lead, 5-4. They put pressure on the ball, but Twilliger breaks it. Simmons. Simmons looking for an open man. Gets it to Reese. Reese. Marasco. Spin move. Oh, a little too hard off the iron. Rebounded. Oh, rebounded by Elk. They're off quick and running again, but then they slow it down when they got down here. They like to, looks like they like to drive it in, and the defense collapses, and they kick it out for open threes. So there was an errant pass, and the Owls come away with the ball. Elk leads 5-4 in the early going here in the first quarter. There's a foul on a Crusader. White number 5, Smith. That's his first, the team's first. Both teams have one team foul. So a nice pace to tonight's game so far. The Owls are hanging with them. You know, 5 quick points here for the Crusaders to take the 5-4 lead. Okay, there's Simmons with the ball up top. Simmons to Rulo. Rulo over to Reese. Reese drives it in a bit, gets it to Twilliger. Twilliger way up top to Marasco. Marasco looks for an open man. Nobody there. Back to Twilliger. Twilliger's going to drive and put it up. And they call the charge on Marcus. That's Twilliger's first foul and the team's second. Marcus decided he was going to take it to the basket and ran a guy over. So Elk with the ball and a one-point lead. Halfway through the first quarter, 4 minutes left. There's a three ball for Elk, and it's good. That's Simbeck again. Simbeck has all 8 points for Elk. And there's a steal by Elk. And a almost slam there for Wortman, who lays it in. I think he was trying for it almost, but he was right up there laying it in. So that's quickly 10 in a row for Elk, and it's a 10-4 game. Owls need a basket, but that one's off the mark, rebounded by Elk. Elk quick down the court again. Owls took an early 4-0 lead, and Elk has put up 10 real quick here. Owls fans trying to get the defense rolling. Here's a three ball. Off the mark. Rebounded by Twilliger. Twilliger's off and running. There he goes to Simmons. Simmons got an extra step. To Rulo. Twilliger for three ball. That's good. Marcus with a three ball. And the Owls cut the lead to 10-7. Talon Reese, first action of the season. Here he comes. Next whistle. I'm excited about that. It's been a while. He was a part of the Owls team last year, and last 3 years, actually. So here's the man-to-man defense. Simmons on the tough defense. Oh, they got by Rulo, and he laid it in. That's Wortman with another lay-in. 12-7. I'm shielded from the one scoreboard. There's always a little bit of something going on. Daniel Marasco tipped out of bounds off of Elk. Here comes Talon Reese. He's going to come into the game for Simmons. So you're going to have Reese, Rulo, Marasco, Terwilliger in the game. Talon does have a wrap on his thumb. I believe that was the injury. Kept him out so far. And there's his little brother with a three ball. Taryn Reese with a three ball. And we have a tie. Oh, no, sorry. Elk leads 12-10. But the Owls come back with a couple three balls there. Get back in the game. Back on defense, man-to-man. I remember this Elk team. It was, there's a three ball for Elk. And that's good. That's Sinbeck again. That's his third three of the first quarter. I remember that they have basically five shooting guards on the team for Elk. Everybody's quick. Everybody can handle the ball and everybody can shoot. And Talon drove under the basket and had the ball slip away. Troisi's coming into the game for Rulo. Evan Troisi in the game now. 1:22 to go in the first quarter. Elk leads the Owls 15-10. Well, there's Simbeck again. He missed that one. I'd recommend we don't leave him open anymore. He's got three balls in the first 7 minutes. 33 White. That's going to be Getchy. That's a foul on him. Only two fouls for each team. At this point, 1:09 to go. Talon Reese is going to inbound to his little brother, Taryn. Over to Troisi. Troisi's going to bring it across the timeline. Troisi looks for a little opening. Down low, Reese. Taryn Reese. Back out to Terwilliger. Terwilliger back to Taryn. Taryn looking to get open. Takes it all the way. Circus shot. Rebounded by big brother Talon, who gets fouled and is going to shoot two. Reese at the line for two. Wasco with a team foul for Elk. That's his first. Talon's good on his first free throw. 15-11. Rulo comes into the game for Daniel Marasco. Coach Bernardi's cycling through him kind of quick, trying to keep him fresh, I'm sure. Second free throw is off the mark. Rebounded by Elk. Owls pick up a little three-quarter court pressure. 15-11, 25 seconds to go. My guess would be they wait for a last shot, but every time I say that, you know what happens. They are holding back for a last shot. There's 10 seconds. They made a move. They got to the foul line. The play broke down, so the... The play broke down, so the guy at the foul line, Wasco, he took it all the way home. And he was looking for somebody to cut around, and he said, well, I'm taking it home, and he got fouled. His free throw's off the mark. The Owls had 3 seconds. Terwilliger with a long. Oh, right off the old back iron. So we're going to take a break. I'll give you some stats, and we'll get to the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to Elk County Catholic High School. This is Bradford Owls basketball. I'm James Patrick. Before I forget, a quick shout out to my friend John Thompson listening in tonight. Take care, John. Stay warm. So here we are at the end of the first quarter. The Owls trail 17-11. For scoring for your Owls, Reese to Williger have three apiece, Simmons and Rulo two apiece, and Talon Reese with a single. The story of the game really has been this Simbeck kid for Elk. He's got 11 points in the first quarter, three threes. So, and he did have another open look at a three that he missed. Let's guard number 11. That's my plan. So Elk's going to start with the ball and a six-point lead. Twilliger, Marasco, Reese, Troisi is your five on the floor for the Owls. And there's a quick hand by Talon, but it goes out of bounds. Elk maintains possession. Inbound back near the logo. Troisi on the defense. Into the corner, drive. And there's going to be a foul on Marcus. Marcus Twilliger, his second foul. I'm going to have to keep track. I didn't get the last Owls foul, but the scoreboard here. Oh, there we go. That is his second. And the shot is good by Wortman. Simmons comes back into the game for Twilliger. And the second free throw up by Wortman is good. So the Owls trail by 8, 19-11. Need to get a hoop here, get back rolling in this thing. The ball goes off Talon, and he tries to save it, and it's going to be Elk County ball. Coach Straub used that as, he's such a veteran, he used that out-of-bounds ball as almost like a timeout. All five guys came over to the bench real quick for a quick instruction. So Elk with the ball. Owls crowd trying to cheer on the defense here. There's a drive and a quick hand by Talon. And a shot rebounded by Simmons. Simmons. Is that Troisi? It is Troisi. Troisi in the corner for three ball. And gets the Owls back closer at 19-14 they trail. Last couple games, the Owls have been playing this man-to-man defense. They're doing pretty good with it. There's a, oh, yes. Two Owls fought for the rebound, but it did end up out of bounds off of Elk. There's a timeout. We're going to take it with them. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
I would like to thank those Winner Circle sponsors for allowing us to bring this game to you. So the Owls getting it closer, 19-14 with possession. Elk's going to put on some pressure here, full court pressure. They get it inbounds to Troisi and then back to Talon Reese. Talon brings it across the timeline. There's a nice pick. Talon's free. He's going to try it, and they adjusted and got to him, and there's a foul on Troisi. Oh, it's a foul. Oh, he stepped out of bounds right in front of us. So turnover on Elk. 19-14, Bradford possession. 6 minutes to go in the half. Oh, and there's a little bit of butterfingers on our friend Simmons' hands. I don't think he was expecting it. So out of bounds off the Owls. 19-14, 5-point lead for the Elk County Crusaders. Radford's playing tough tonight. And there's a real nice, Talon Reese with a foul. If he had a replay, you'd be smiling. Okay, he hammered this guy pretty hard, and he looked at the ref like, "What'd I do?" So looks like 35 is going to be at the line. Wasco for two. He makes it. It goes all around the rim and in. So that makes it 20-14. One more free throw to go for Wasco. And that's off the mark, rebounded by Daniel Marasco. Okay, 6-point lead for Elk. Owls with possession. They try to get it down to Daniel Marasco, and it's a foul on Wasco. That's his second. So Wasco's going to come out of the game. For Gecki. Owls are going to inbound under their basket. Inbound to Troisi. Marasco with the ball, top of the key. Looked for a handoff to Troisi and didn't get it. Got it over to Talon Reese in the corner. Talon directed traffic. Back to Troisi. Troisi to Talon, give and go. Oh, it was nice, but the shot was off. Talon got his own rebound, then had it stolen away. Got to watch himself there. He'll get in foul trouble. There's a quick hand by Daniel Marasco to break up a pass. Goes out of bounds off him, but if Daniel doesn't get a hand up there, it's probably an easy layup. So good defense there by Daniel. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Elk inbounds to the backcourt. Troisi, Simmons, Reese, Marasco in there for your Owls. There's a shot off the mark. Rebound. Rebound by Troisi, and they converged on him, made it a jump ball. The Owls are going to come away with the possession. Rulo's going to come into the game for... He's coming in for Talon Reese. Going to take a breather. Rulo inbounds. Oh, to Troisi. And Troisi had a two collapse on him. Tried to get it back to Rulo, who wasn't ready for it. So the Owls turn it over on the inbound. Trail by six. Going to be Elk ball. Long backcourt. That seems to be their preferred inbound pass. And across the timeline comes Elk. And there's a drive and lay-in by Simbeck. He took it all the way from the foul line, found a seam. Simmons with the ball, triple-teamed over to Troisi. And Troisi travels. Got to be someone open, guys, at that point when there's a 3-on-1 there. Okay, Elk ball up by 8. And Marcus Twilliger is going to check back into the game on the next whistle. Long pass, broken up by Marasco. Troisi comes away with it. Troisi going off fast, but they get back on defense. Marasco. There is Reese. Ooh, off the mark. Rebounded by Troisi. Tipped out of bounds off Elk. It's going to be the Owls ball. Twilliger's coming back in for Troisi. So Troisi, Reese, Simmons, Rulo. Marasco. Yeah. Only one Reese. Not two Reeses. Oh, there's a quick hand by Elk and a quick outlet and a give and go, and there they go. And there's a lay-in by Wortman. There's a timeout by Bradford. Coach Minardi's going to take a timeout. That's a full timeout. We're going to take it with him. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case Flagship Store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. James Patrick here on the campus of Elk County Christian High School. District 9 league matchup tonight between your Bradford Owls and the Elk County Crusaders. Currently, the Crusaders lead 24-14, 3:33 to go in the first half. It's really warm in here, but we're going to get through it. Coach's last-minute adjustments on this timeout. Owls are playing well, but trail by 10, 24-14. So it's going to be Bradford inbound under the Elk basket. Full court pressure put on by Elk. They get it into Terwilliger. They converge back over to Troisi. Or that's Reese. I got in trouble last game, so I'm just going to stick with the names I say. My wife yelled at me because I can't tell the difference between two of the boys. Marasco with a strong move down the lane and lays it in. That's his first two of the game. Daniel Marasco, nice move, 24-16. Owls back on defense. There's a three ball for that guy. He missed it. Long rebound. Elk gets it. There's another three after he warmed up. So he got it. That's Simbeck. That's his fourth three ball the first half. That time he got a practice shot. Kind of hard to stop that guy, it looks like. That's a steal by Elk. A quick give and go. Too much. Rebounded by Bradford. Away comes Reese. Gets it to Rulo. Rulo hard off the back iron. Rebounded by Elk. Up and down the court here. Fast pace. And there's a... Wow. Spin move, turnaround, spin, crazy park shot, and didn't go. Rebounded by Bradford. Simmons takes it all the way in, misses the shot, and is fouled. Not on the shot.
Five,
44. I don't have a 44, so we'll just go. That's his first foul anyways. Bradford ball, down by 11. There is Marasco, Simmons, Reese, Terwilliger. Terwilliger looks to get it down, gets it to Simmons at the foul line. Simmons, couple dribbles, and gets himself fouled. He went. He saw a little bit of an opening, tried to put a layup in, and got fouled. White 24, Wortman, that is his first foul. And Tyler Simmons is going to shoot two free throws here for the Owls, who trail by 11. First one's up and good. See if we can get one here for my friend Spider. Count it. Simmons with a second free throw. So Elk with the ball, 9-point lead. Need to get a defensive stop here in a couple baskets. There is a drive and a lay-in by Wortman. He's very strong. He goes up very strong and around people. Terwilliger, three ball, off the mark, rebounded by Elk. Elk with an 11-point lead now in the ball, coming back fast. There's a three ball by that guy. It's in and out. So, Owls got the rebound. Marasco sees an opening, but kicks it way out to Troisi. Troisi off the mark. Terwilliger with a strong board, and the putback that goes in and out. And Elk is off and running. They're going so fast that they almost forgot the ball. But it's just going fast. They're passed up a three-second call on Elk. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, they moved the ball around the court at rocket speed. But good defense by the Owls and a three-second turnover. 41 seconds to go in the first half. Your Owls trail by 11. Terwilliger with the ball. Three-quarter court pressure this time by Elk. Terwilliger drives to the foul line and has it knocked away. Elk with the ball. 29 seconds. And once again, as they did in the first half, probably set up for one play here. Yeah. 16 to go, 13 to go. Troisi on the defense. They pick him. Someone picks him up. There's a drive. And a three ball. And it's good. At the buzzer by Wortman. And that's going to give the Crusaders an 11-point lead. I don't think they added it on there. So, we're going to take a break for halftime, and we'll be back with some stats. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back, James Patrick, here at the campus of Elk County Christian High School. We're at the half, and the Crusaders from Elk County have a 32-18 lead over your Bradford Owls. Pretty much a two-man show here for Elk County. Simbeck with 16 points and Wortman with 13. There's 29 points of their 32. Two-man show, so both of them have inside and outside game. As well as the surrounding cast around them is pretty darn good. Your Owls balance scoring across the board. Taryn Reese with three, Terwilliger with three, Simmons with four, Rulo two, Marasco two, Troisi three, and Reese one. Talon Reese, who I believe is seeing his first action of the season, which is good. You know, he can close out his senior year here, getting a little bit of playing time. Didn't go as he had planned, but, you know, the Owls are hustling. They were in this for a while, but then a few turnovers, some three balls by the other team, and they've opened up this 14-point lead. I went to half saying it was 11. They're a little slow on the scoreboard tonight. I had thought that that was the case. But, yeah, so as a coaching staff, they commonly, Coach Benardi and the others, they make good halftime adjustments. So we'll see what they do for the second half. And obviously Aaron Straub's going to do the same. That's the scary part, I guess, with a team as talented as Elk. And if we pay attention after the season's over for us, I believe Elk will be well into the state playoffs, as they commonly are in the Class A world. So we're going to take one more small break. We'll be back for a little bit more, and the second half will get underway. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back, James Patrick, Elk County Catholic, Owls and Crusaders, halftime. Crusaders lead 32-18. A little advertisement for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, be with us right around 7:15. That's the scheduled start time. For the Lady Owls, they'll be on WSB Sports tomorrow night against these Elk County Lady Crusaders. And the Lady Owls coming off a really impressive overtime win down in Dubois on Monday. It was an off day for the students, but they did have a game on Martin Luther King Day. And they come away with they were trailing by 10 or 12 in the second half, came back, got it to overtime, and outscored them by 8 or 10 in overtime. So Lady Owls are going the right trend in the right direction. So we'll have Lady Owls basketball action tomorrow night as we get set here for the second half here at Elk County. Let's see, Twilliger with two fouls, the only one with the Owls for the Owls with two fouls. And Wasco has two fouls for Elk County. Nobody in foul trouble, really. Referees have been allowing a few things tonight. So coaches with the last few last-minute adjustments. Thank you for being with us once again. Good cold night to stay in and listen to James Patrick on the radio. The JV Owls are running around. They're all near me here. And I'll tell you, they look about 10 years old, to be honest. They're just little guys. But okay, Elk County's going to have possession here and to start. You're going to have Twilliger, Simmons, Rulo, Marasco, Troisi to start for your Owls in the second half. Here we go, Elk with the ball. There's a drive, kick out. Around the outside, looking for the open man. Drive down, and they find him, and it's blocked by Twilliger. Taken away by Simmons. Here goes the Owls, 3-on-1. And Simbeck gets back to break up the pass. The Owls had a 3-on-1, but Simbeck was the trailer there, and he got it knocked out of bounds. So the Owls will inbound under their own basket. Troisi's going to throw the inbound pass into Twilliger. Twilliger has it knocked away, gets it back to Marasco. Marasco down low off the mark, but Twilliger comes away with it. Twilliger tries to get to Rulo. Rulo tries to go up. He does get it up, but it's off the mark. Elk comes away with a rebound. Quick down court. No scoring here in the first minute of the second half. 32-18 still. And there's a down low pass to Wortman, who puts in his first two of the second half. To Williger with the ball. Half court. Gets it over to Troisi. It's actually, don't tell nobody, but that's Reese, Taryn Reese. There's a jumper by Simmons. It goes in. Simmons with up to 6 points on the night. Elk away quick and a lay-in by Wortman. Wortman and Simbeck continue to be the main scorers here for Elk. There's Reese with the ball. Taryn Reese over to Marasco. And Marasco, they double team. And they do foul them. 35, that's Wasco, his third foul. Daniel Marasco is going to have two shots. Daniel worked hard to get a shot off there and was fouled. Ketchy's going to come back into the game for Wortman with those three fouls. Marasco off the mark with the first one. Marasco's second free throw is up, and it's off the mark as well. Rebounded by Elk, long inbound, and Reese comes away with it, and Elk tips the pass out of bounds. So the Owls are going to have possession. Down by 16, 36-20. Taryn Reese drives. He over to Simmons. Simmons with another one of the medium-range jumpers, and he nails it. Simmons is hot from medium range there. 36-22, your Owls trail. Elk. Owls still in a man-to-man defense. They get it down low. All the way across court. Man's open. He drives, fakes a three. Free throw line jumper. Good. And that is going to be Getchy's first 2 points of the game. Owls quick to the basket. Simmons, double team. Marasco, he's got an opening and he puts it in. Daniel strong to the hole. Nice move there. He saw the opening and drove it in. Elk quick to the other end. Find the open man. And then back around the outside, set up a new play. And there's a drive and a pass off to Wortman, who lays it in. Wortman was wide open underneath. There's Simmons, a little jumper off the mark, rebounded by Elk. It's Wortman with the rebound. He passes it to Simbeck underneath, and that's his first two of the second half. There's a timeout taken by Coach Straub. That's a 30-second timeout. We're going to take it with him. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick, Elk County Catholic. Raiders lead your Owls 42-24. In the game for your Owls, Talon Reese comes back in. So we've got Talon and Terran in there. Simmons, Rulo. There's Talon. Takes it in and gets hammered on by, that's Wortman. That's his second foul. So Talon's going to go to the line for two. Both Reese's, Simmons, Twilliger, and Rulo in the game for your Owls. The two-man show that is Elk is up to a 18-point lead here. First free throw's off the mark. Talon's going to have one more. And that second one is up and good. Talon's got his second point of the game. 42-25. Elk sets up a play. Good defense by the Owls, man-to-man. Looking for an open man down low. They can't find one. Just going around the outside. There's a drive to the foul line, kick out. They pass up an open three ball. And there's a three by Sinbeck off the mark. And it's going to be, oh, that didn't look like a good call, but they're going to call that out of bounds off the Owls. So Elk's going to retain possession, inbounding under their own basket. And beautiful move by Wortman. He deked his man and laid it in. Owls come away with the ball. Twilliger. Twilliger to Terran Reese. Over to Rulo in a corner, who's fouled by number 33, Getchy. That's his second. Reese inbounds to Rulo. Rulo gets it out. Almost to Marasco, but it's stolen, and it's laid in by Sinbeck. Sinbeck with a steal and a breakaway layup. Owls up, or Crusaders up by 21 now. There's a foul away from the ball on Talon Reese. Troisi's back into the game now for Rulo. That was Reese's second foul away from the ball. Three minutes to go here in the third quarter. Pass down low, a little hard. And another pass into Wortman, who lays it in. Wortman to Sinbeck to Wortman. How's all that went? And Twilliger. Simmons going to take a three. Just short. Rebounded by Wortman for Elk. Off to Sinbeck, back to Wortman. Short on the layup. Everyone crashes the board. And they give the ball to Elk, out of bounds off Bradford. That looked like a dive over the end zone. I mean, there were six guys on the ground. There's a long three for Elk off the mark. Rebounded by Troisi. Troisi comes across the timeline. Behind his back, drives it all the way. Gets the shot off, gets fouled. White 35, that's four fouls on Wasco. Evan Troisi's going to shoot two for the Owls. First one's up and off the mark. Getting a sub in there for Wasco again. Now he has four fouls. Troisi with one more free throw. Up and in. Elk brings it across the timeline. Troisi, Reese, Twilliger, Simmons in there for your house. There's a drive all the way. It's off the mark, rebounded by Troisi. Out to Terwilliger. Terwilliger to Troisi. And there's Troisi with a shot off the mark. Almost a rebound by Simmons. And it is rebounded by Talon Reese, who gets it out. Here's Taren Reese with the ball. Oh, and he lost control. Elk comes away with it. Here comes Elk, looking for the open man. Setting up a play. And it's quick hands by Talon, who dives on the floor, tries to get the steal. And did not come away with it. I was checking to see, as Talon is pretty reckless, but he doesn't even have the brace on his thumb anymore. He goes 100% all the time. So there's a drive and put in by Simbeck for the Crusaders. They now have a 50-26 lead. There's Talon Reese for two down low. Nice assist by Marasco. Owls back on defense, 30 seconds to go. I would anticipate they've done it twice now, but nope, I was wrong. There's Simbeck with another drive and basket. They're fast and they lay it in. They go right around. So 14 seconds here for your Owls. Nine. Troisi with the ball. Troisi gets it up, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Elk. That's going to run the clock out. So your Owls trail 52-28. After three, we're going to take a break, and I'll be back. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick, Elk County Catholic High School. After three quarters, the Crusaders lead your Owls 52-28. And just like at halftime, Simbeck is up to 18, 20, 22, 24 points for Simbeck and 23 points for Wortman. Just a two-man show. That's 45 of the 52 points for Elk by two players. So, you know, the Owls are out there just gaining experience right now. All this stuff is good for the future, as we've talked about them being so young. There's Simmons to Troisi. Troisi with the ball. Over to Terwilliger. Back to Marasco. Goes off of an Elk player. Owls will inbound under their own basket. Twilliger's going to do the inbound. Looking for a man. Gets it into Simmons. Simmons picks up his dribble. Marasco with the ball. Tries to get it down low. It's intercepted by Elk. Elk comes away with the ball. Troisi's going to pick up the defense at half court. Troisi, Simmons, Marasco, Twilliger, Talon Reese. There's a shot off the mark, rebounded by Marasco. Gives it to Terwilliger. Terwilliger across the timeline. Strong, and it gets tipped away. Tipped away, and Elk comes away with it. There's a drive all the way off the mark. Troisi comes away with it for the Owls, and he's fouled by Smith. That'll be Smith's second foul. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Owls are going to inbound. They trail 52-28. Looking for somebody to get open, and they could not find anyone. Elk intercepts the pass on the inbound. And there's a give and go. That's Wortman lays it in. And his shoe came off. He's going too fast to the basket, and his shoe came off. So they got to get a sub in there for him. 54-28, Elk leads. Terwilliger with the ball now. Terwilliger looking for an open man. He gets to Simmons. There's pressure again. Simmons gains control, but boy, Elk is all over the ball. And there's another tip away. And it's going to be Elk ball. Quick hands and good hustle there by Elk. Simmons tried to save it and went off of Simmons out of bounds. And everybody's got court burn on that particular play. Taryn Reese going to come back into the game. For Simmons. .635 to go in the game. They got the court cleaned up now. Elk is going to inbound the ball. They do way out top of the key. They set up the play up there. Good defense by your Owls, but as they work it around, they seem to always find the open man. Back up, out at the logo. There's a quick move and they stripped it away. And they're saying that he lost control, so Simbeck was going in for another layup and lost control, went out of bounds. So the Owls are going to have possession. Elk putting on three-quarter court pressure. 6 minutes left in the game. There's Reese with the ball. Gives it to Big Brother, who charges. And that's three fouls on Talon. Talon was a much bigger guy than that defender, and he hit him, and he went flying pretty good. I don't know. It wasn't as bad as it looked, but they got him for his third foul. Elk with the ball. Around the outside again. Down low and off of one of the Elk players, and it's going to be Bradford ball. 5:36 to go in the game. Reminder, we'll be on the air tomorrow night about 7:15 with the Lady Owls at the Owl's Nest against the Lady Crusaders. There's Twilliger with the ball. Out to Troisi. Troisi to Talon Reese. Taryn Reese. Back to Talon. To Marasco to Terwilliger. Beautiful passing, but Marcus was unable to. I probably have called him that many times. That's his dad. But Marcus was unable to convert the layup. There's a long three ball. That's good by Simbeck. Been a while since he's had a three, so he wanted to get back on the three board. 57-28 lead. There's a three by Troisi. Short. Elk comes away with a rebound. 4:28 to go in the game. Stolen away. Quick hands there by Troisi. And he's fouled. Troisi's going to shoot two. Real quick hands and that fouls on 44 again. It's his second, but he wasn't in their book. So first one's up and good by Troisi. Second one is up and good. Nice free throw shooting there by Evan Troisi. Rulo's going to come back into the game. Next whistle. 4:14 to go. A 57-30 ball game. Elk works it to the foul line. There's a drive and a shot. It went in, but they called a travel. He did a Euro step there. So, Rulo comes into the game for Troisi. Marcus Twilliger across the timeline. 4 minutes, just under 4 minutes left to go. And stolen away by Elk. All the way goes Simbeck, lays it in. 29-point lead for the Crusaders. Talon Reese on the wing, takes it, drives it in, foul line, gets it over to Marasco, is open. Marasco's fouled on the floor. Or 35, Wasco is fouled out of the game. Okay, the Owls are going to inbound under their basket. Wasco is fouled out with 3 points for Elk. Is that? That's Reese to Reese. Oh, beautiful. Daniel Marasco got Talon. Talon went around the whole entire defense and got the alley-oop. Very nice play. He was open for the lay-in. 3 minutes to go in the game. One of the Elk players fell down there, but oh, there's a good quick hands by Talon Reese, and the Owls come away with it. Marasco with the ball. Talon tipped it away there, went to the ground and stole it. So there's Twilliger, drives in, little floater, good. Marcus Twilliger puts it in for his 5th point. 2.5 to go in the game. 59-34, the Crusaders lead. Just around the outside for the Crusaders. They get it down low, kick it back out, bring it in, kick it back out again. There's a foul on Troisi. Reese. That's his first, Taren Reese. 2 minutes to go, 59-34. There's an inbound pass tipped away by Twilliger, but regained control. Here's a 3-ball for Elk, and it's good. That's number 21. That's a new scorer, Singer. That's his 1st points of the game. Rulo down low, a couple dribbles, puts it up off the mark. Marasco gets the rebound, comes out of nowhere. Talon Reese, top of the key. He's going to drive, and he's going to put it in all the way. Oh, too hard. And 1.5 minutes to go in the game. There's a drive that is tipped out of bounds off the Owls. Into the game comes Shirk. Fabian Shirk comes into the game for Marcus Twilliger. And there's an errant shot. Daniel Marasco with a board. Troisi back to Shirk. Shirk's going to take a 3-ball. Oh, and it's in and out. 1:10 to go. There's Elk. Quick back the other way. Dribbler goes to 1D. Like the Globetrotters, and come pops right back up. So there's Rulo, Marasco, Talon Reese. Rulo in the corner. Talon on a wing. Talon to the foul line. And over to Taren, who wasn't ready for it. Troisi and Simmons going to come back into the game for Marasco and Reese. Talon Reese coming out of the game. 41 seconds to go in the game. 62-34. Elk passing it around the outside, 28 seconds. And there's a three ball from the corner, off the mark. Rebounded by Elk. 7 seconds, they're going to run it out. That's going to be your final score of the Elk County Crusaders, 62, your Bradford Owls, 34. I'm going to tabulate some stats. We'll be back with the postgame. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back for the postgame. James Patrick here at Elk County High School. The Crusaders beat your Owls tonight, 62-34. The story of the game, pretty much these two players for Elk. We had nothing to stop them with. Simbeck had 29 points and Wortman had 25. There's 54 points by two players of the total 62 that they scored. So two players pretty much dominated your Bradford Owls tonight. The Owls had even scoring across the board, led by Tyler Simmons. Simmons had eight. Thanks. Oh, forgot I was on the air. Talon Reese saw what I believe is his first action of the season. He was second in scoring with 6 points. And then Marcus Twilliger with five and Evan Troisi with five. Daniel Marasco, four, and Taron Reese with three. So, you know, a whole bunch of equal scoring there for the Owls, but just didn't have enough firepower for Elk tonight. Elk County's always a quality program, coached by Aaron Straub. And we'll keep an eye on them later in the year and see how far they make it. Often good results in the state playoffs. So once again, from Elk County, this is James Patrick signing off. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.